Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Tom Oliver. Batting second. The first baseman, Phil Toth. Batting third. The second baseman, Bill Reagan. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Earl Webb. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Cedric Durst. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Otis Miller. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bobby Reeves. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Heving. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Danny McFadden. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Danny McFadden. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Johnny Whatwood. Batting second. The shortstop, Greg Mulleavy. Batting third. The right fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Smee Jolly. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Red Barnes. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bill Cecil. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Blondie Ryan. Batting eighth. The catcher, Benny Tate. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Red Faber. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Red Faber. And now, play ball. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ryan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Toth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Toth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jolly. Reagan reaches second base with a double. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood takes first base on ball 4. Greg Mulleavy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulleavy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McFadden fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McFadden fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Cedric Durst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durst hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ryan fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves is hit by the pitch. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mulleavy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reeves fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Red Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil hits a fly ball into left field. Durst settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Blondie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Reeves fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Danny McFadden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFadden hits a ball on the ground towards short. Malivi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliver hits a fly ball into left field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0 for 1 in the game. Tote hits a line drive into left field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Reagan. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber bunts towards first. Tote scoops it up and throws to first, with Reagan covering, for the out. Tate moves to second. One out. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tote scoops it up and throws to first, with McFadden covering, for the out. Tate moves to third. Two outs. Greg Malivi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malivi is 0 for 1 in the game. Malivi takes first base on ball 4. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. Reynolds hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tate scores. Malivi moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, White Sox. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Miller fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Reagan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ryan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 1 in the game. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cedric Durst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durst is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Durst hits a ball on the ground towards short. Malivi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes is 0 for 1 in the game. Barnes hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Durst settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0 for 1 in the game. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reeves fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Blondie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cecil. The throw from Heving and he is out, Reeves applying the tag. Two outs. Blondie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 0 for 1 in the game. Ryan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller strikes out. One out. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Reeves takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving is 0 for 1 in the game. Heving hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ryan fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Ryan. Reeves moves to third. Danny McFadden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Heving. The throw from Tate and he is safe. Heving steals second. Danny McFadden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFadden is 0 for 1 in the game. McFadden strikes out. Two outs. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 2 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whatwood scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Oliver for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0 for 1 in the game. Tate hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Oliver. Tate reaches second base with a double. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 0 for 0 in the game. Faber strikes out. One out. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Whatwood takes first base on ball 4. Greg Malivi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malivi is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Malivi hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tate moves to third. Whatwood moves to second. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Miller fields it and throws to home to get Tate. Whatwood moves to third. Malivi moves to second. Two outs. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0 for 2 in the game. Tote hits a fly ball into center field. Barnes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Reagan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 2 in the game. Webb takes first base on ball 4. Reagan moves to second. Cedric Durst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durst is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Durst hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Barnes who is chasing the ball. Durst reaches third base with a triple. Reagan scores. Webb goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 2 in the game. Miller hits a fly ball into center field. Barnes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Durst tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Reeves hits a line drive into left field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes is 0-2 in the game. Barnes hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Oliver who is chasing the ball. Barnes reaches third base with a triple. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reeves scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Barnes scores. One out. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Blondie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 0-2 in the game. Ryan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 1-2 in the game, with a double. Tate hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ryan moves to third. Tate moves to second. Bob Fothergill pinch hits for Red Faber. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reeves fields it and throws to home to get Ryan. Tate moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0-1 in the game. With two walks. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tate scores. Fothergill moves to second. It's Red Sox, 3, White Sox, 3. Ted Lyons pinch runs for Bob Fothergill. Greg Malivi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malivi is 1-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Malivi strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hal McCain now pitching. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving is 0-2 in the game. Heving hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McCain fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny McFadden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFadden is 0-2 in the game. McFadden strikes out. Two outs. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-3 in the game. Oliver hits a line drive into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Jolly hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Webb who is chasing the ball. Jolly reaches third base with a triple. Reynolds goes all the way around to score. It's 4-3, White Sox. Red Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes is 1-3 in the game, with a triple. Barnes hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Durst. Barnes reaches second base with a double. Jolly scores. It's 5-3, White Sox. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving throws to second, with Reeves covering, and has Barnes trapped. There's the throw to Miller who tags Barnes for the out. one out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reeves scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Blondie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ryan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Miller juggles the ball. That's an error on Miller. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tote scoops it up and throws to first, with McFadden covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0-for-3 in the game. Tote hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Reagan hits a fly ball into center field. Barnes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Webb is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Hal McCain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCain hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reeves scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Greg Mulevey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulevey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mulevey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Reynolds hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Reagan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Cedric Durst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durst is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Durst hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ryan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Reeves hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mulevey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Boston Red Sox, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.